Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a Friday. We are covering around the entire northern part of the state of Alabama into the state of Tennessee off our new affiliates in Chattanooga. And oh, by the way, coming up next week on the air down in Auburn, and we're looking forward to it. So anyway, thank you for being with us as we grow. Well, somebody who's been a friend of the show and been on several times is Dr. Jordan Vaughn. You heard me mention him several times in the last hour. But Jordan Vaughn is an MD. He's an internist. He is a he's the CEO of MedHelp Clinics in Birmingham. He's also the co-executive director of Concerned Doctors, and he made waves during the COVID-19 pandemic because he just didn't toe the government mandated narrative the entire time. He actually treated his patients with a doctor-patient relationship that is just so key. One of those being my own wife, who I mentioned in the last hour that he's been treating successfully for a year. Anyway, he's on the line right now. Jordan Vaughn, how are you doing?
Good, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for making time. And again, thank you for seeing my sweet bride and for so many other people that we've actually referred down to you.
Yeah, it's been fun. Actually, the North Alabama sector for me it's been really cool to help people. And in all honesty, it's just word of mouth in terms of helping people, because I think one success story leads to another, which is just awesome.
It really is. I think it goes back to that thing that you and I have talked about before, too, that doctor-patient relationship is what really does things.
Yeah, exactly. I think, that's where we got to get back to, but I think that's where medicine has gone astray is, medicine is science, but it's science applied to an individual. And an individual is both a biochemical proposition, but it's also a spiritual proposition. And I think that's where medicine has gone astray in the last probably 20 years. It's getting more and more materialistic and lab ratish,
yeah, as
opposed to actually realizing that your patient is made in the image of God. And you might treat them physically, but you're also treating them spiritually.
Well, and I love that about your practice. And by the way, for those who don't know, you have a chain of clinics. I mean, this is no small practice. This is a pretty good size. And you're also having patients now that are flying in from all over the world, really, to see you, aren't they?
Yeah. The weird thing is again, my father started what we do. But our goal was always to be independent. And as much as independence, really 10 years ago meant, not having to bow to not being able to bring, Christian values or other things into the exam room. In the last 5 years, it's been a lot different, which was being able to treat the patient without kind of a bureaucrat or some hospital administrator telling you what you had to do or what you couldn't do.
Well, speaking of which, all that really came out a lot in RFK's confirmation hearings this week. You and I were texting about it yesterday. What are your thoughts on what you're hearing from RFK, which goes beyond just the doctor-patient? It also goes into things like additives in our foods and just our health conscious or lack of health conscious as a society. What are your thoughts on how his narrative or his confirmation has gone so far?
So as funny as it is to sit here and somebody, who is a conservative, grew up in the South, and actually probably would have never imagined that he had a relationship with a Kennedy, and now I do. And it's interesting to actually evaluate him on what he says and who he's been for many, many years, which is somebody who is unabashedly going to try to figure out how to help people, whether that, again, might have been the 80s and 90s, the Hudson River Valley, to now where he is tackling what the heck is going on with the health of our country, especially the health of our children. And he's unabashedly going to figure it out, and he's not really going to care who is in the pathway of making sure that we figure this out for really the what I would say is the really the future of our country.
Yeah, that's the impression I get. And one of the first things that I think is I'm seeing the hand wringing from members, especially the Democrats, but I'm seeing the hand wringing from some of the establishment folks. And there's this real sense right now, I think, that big pharma and what I would call corporate medicine, they're leery of the idea of someone coming in who actually wants to be a change agent and actually have transparency.
Yeah, I think what the big the last 4 or 5 years and just continually have exposed the fact that a lot of the agencies that we typically think of as people that are interested in looking out for our health and actually holding industry to standards and also looking out for us against the corporate. Again, I'm unabashedly a capitalist, but cronyism and too close with government ends up where the people that should be held to account aren't held to account. And I think the FDA, the CDC, the NIH funding for our academic medical centers have exposed that industry and really the government entities that pay for research, they are on one side, and it's the individual and the mom that's trying to decide whether her child needs to be a pincushion is on the other.
Yeah, it's and what's amazing to me is you talk about moms and their kids being a pincushion, and then how many times that option was even removed. The mom didn't have a choice in whether they were going to be a pincushion or not. If they wanted to go to a school,
100%. Actually, yeah. Scott Gottlieb, who was former FDA director, but is now a big board member of Pfizer. It was interesting to hear one of his comments recently in his interviews, and he was worried about returning medicine, especially decisions on vaccines, to a dual consent where the physician and the parent make the best decision for the child. He was worried about that. Oh, most wow. Parents actually would argue that, I thought that's how it was, Phil.
That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, the idea that parental choice is becoming more and more the theme of education, but yet we're removing it from medicine is unreal.
Yeah. It's surprising, I think, when most people actually hear people complain about them going back to what they already thought was going on. But what is really going on is they want less and less involvement in what's best for the child based on the parents' advice to what they think, again, the last 4 years have proved that they're not right very often, but they think they're right enough to decide what's best for your child.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. I mean, I know that you've made waves. I know that you've also had the freedom of not being owned. Like you said, you're freestanding. You're able to do what you feel is best for your patients. And there's nothing, by the way, I'll say it for you. There's nothing about going to his clinic that is quackery. You're walking into a professional medical facility with, board certified physicians and everything there, all the nursing, everything you would want. But that being said, you've experienced some pushback yourself, and even in some states like California, they talked about deplatforming or unlicensing doctors who tried to go down the road you're going.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's funny. I actually think that was eventually not rescinded, but I think it was unconstitutional from that standpoint. But the reality is, again, I've probably said this before when we have talked, is the concept of follow the science is so, it sounds good, but in reality, science is not a leader.
Yeah.
Science is an informer, and people lead. And guess what? Science a lot of times can tell you something, 20 years ago that might, with better data and better ability to observe, might be the exact opposite. So if you stick to one observation as the end-all, be-all, never change, we would be in a heck of a lot of trouble now and in the future.
Well, and you said something too in one of your hearings before Congress. I think it was Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, who was questioning you. There was a question or a statement made about patients losing trust with their medical providers because of the mandates to take vaccines they didn't feel good about. And I think that trust has got to be restored, and it's only going to happen if the relationship like you're talking about is allowed to be reforged.
Yeah, 100%. I think, trust in our institutions, especially our medical institutions, which are kind of the last bastion of what we thought was, they won't lie to us about this, has been eroded to the point that people don't trust these institutions. The only way to do that, to get trust back, is to be honest and open about what's available, and not only what we know, but what we don't know. And that, again, the last 4 years had exposed, as much as they would want to tell you something, they didn't know what they were telling you. And in fact, as the emails and the FOIA requests exposed, they didn't want to let you know that they didn't know because they thought there would be pushback. Well, the funny thing in America, thankfully, still, and with Elon Musk in charge of Twitter, at least now we know how duplicitous they were.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope we're going to know more. But I think getting RFK in there may be one of the things that helps to do that, because I believe that's one of his goals, is to make sure the world gets to know things that it wasn't allowed to know before.
100%. And I think, you know, again, I think the biggest problem right now is Cassidy. Cassidy, a doctor himself, a Louisiana Republican senator, that kind of embarrassed himself yesterday in the hearing, but has been somewhat embarrassing, and he reminds me of every pompous doctor I've interfaced with in the last 5 years, where he assumes that just because a meta-analysis says this, he actually doesn't probably even understand what the concept of meta-analysis involves and its ability, as well as its limitations. But he's just going to pull that out in the Senate hearing just because he looked it up on PubMed today. That's the kind of people we're dealing with. Those are the kind of doctors that we're dealing with. And the fact that a guy like Cassidy, and again, I'm friends with both Rand Paul and Senator Marshall, the other two doctors on the health committee, or the health committee. And I mean, it is just blows my mind that that is who we have representing from Louisiana, this gastroenterologist that thinks that he knows more than a guy that literally has cut his teeth for the last 20 years, suing vaccine makers and making money, meaning winning. And he knows more than that guy. And that's what's so embarrassing. And it just exposes that. Again, as a physician myself, I think the more that I learn, Phil, the less that I am actually completely sure about what scientific data I know. I mean, it's almost like I always tell people, like, this medicine is like, you think the door that you want to open next, you'll know everything. And the door you open actually reveals a larger room that has more size and information than you ever thought possible.
Yeah.
And that is where we are. And so, again, I think that we see that in at least cancer therapy and those kind of things. We don't cut, kill, and burn like we used to. We actually utilize the immune system, which in the 80s and 90s would have been crazy. But the interesting thing is we learned that the immune system is much more complex than we ever gave it credit for. But there's this one sacrosanct thing that we cannot ever question, and that is stimulating and having the immune system poked and prodded in perpetuity and unlimited has no ill effect. And again, I'm not sitting here saying I know everything about it, but I will tell you we won't know much about it if we assume that there's no consequence to it starting from the beginning.
Well, you can hear it in your voice. I mean, this is still a passion project for you. And I was telling the audience earlier, when you and I first talked about my wife might need to come see you, we were having breakfast and I'm just drinking coffee and listening to you just, I mean, you're like a medical evangelist. This is what you do. And I want to thank you again. We're out of time right now. I've got to run to a break, but listen, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, MedHelp Clinics, also with Concerned Doctors. You stay in the fight. I know you're a researcher. You're an internist. You're basically a guy who treats people. And thank you for the mission you've been on these past few years.
Well, thank you, Phil.
All right, thanks, man, friend. I'll talk to you soon. That guy's amazing. We're gonna take a break right now, but I'm gonna tell you that guy's amazing. And there's several stories and even podcasts about him. You can also listen to this one again on podcast later. But I'm just telling you, if you know somebody who is struggling with long COVID symptoms, that guy is the one you might want to call. Jordan Vaughn with MedHelp Clinics. No kidding, people are coming to see him from all over the world. And he's right here in Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.